At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment and to ensure you have Italy's full support. In accordance with the principle and the rule of inclusivity and transparency, we strongly support the continued participation of organizations, both international organizations and non-governmental organizations, in BWC meetings. And we firmly defend their right to participate, including by delivering statements and interventions in line with the long-standing established practice within the BWC. The possibility for NGOs, as well as international organizations, to deliver statements and interventions greatly enhances and informs our deliberations. As states parties of the BWC, by allowing such organizations to share the views, contributing to a more inclusive and informed debate. That is why we strongly object the Russian Federation's attempts to deviate from the long-standing established practice of the Biological Weapons Convention that allows observers, both international organizations and NGOs, to meaningfully participate in its work. These efforts to prevent their participation undermines the principle of inclusivity, transparency, and openness that have long played an essential role in our work. The participation of observers, including non-governmental organizations, in the work of the Biological Weapons Convention is pivotal in broadening the scope of our discussions, ensuring a comprehensive understanding of the complex issues at hand. Let me finally add that we strongly disagree with the assessment just made by the distinguished representative of the Russian delegation that this long-standing practice was broken at the 9th review conference of the Biological Weapons Convention. In fact, during that conference, 7 international organizations took the floor, they delivered statements, and this is duly reflected in that report. So I believe that this is just the opinion of one delegation. We do believe that the long-standing practice remains valid. Thank you.